It's time for Speak Out 2.0, a locally produced community affairs program for tri-state residents. From Kingman to Bullhead City, Laughlin to Needles, and Lake Havasu City to all the towns in between. Speak Out 2.0 features guests and topics covering politics, nonprofits, entertainment, and information on local events. Speak Out 2.0 is all about you. You, the KNTR Talk listener. Call in during the show. 234-343-1065. That's 234-343-1065. So turn up the radio. It's time for your host, Larry Toonforce.
Good day. And welcome to a Taco Tuesday, kind of a two for Tuesday. Yeah, it is March the 12th. This is Speak Out 2.0. We're live from the Ken Perella Real Estate Tower in downtown Bullhead City. I'm Larry Toonforce, your host for the next hour. We're kind of the Paul Lavoie warm-up hour. Yeah, he's coming up at the top of the hour. And this is 106.3, 106.5, and 106.7, depending upon where you live. And our two studios are in different cities, and we have different phone numbers. Our phone number here in this studio, if you ever want to call in and ask a question, you heard it during the intro, it is our own area code. Because when you build a real estate tower, you have to have your own area code. 234-343-1065. And we're going to give you a couple things going on around the community before we get to our guest, Todd, here with Erase, and we'll tell you all about that in a second. Tomorrow, hey, want to go fishing? Kids, it's called Cops and Bobbers at Big Bend Recreation Center, the Lagoon area in Laughlin. Now, on this flyer is a QR code, which I can't give on the radio, and on the flyer is a website that's about 3 feet long. So what I'm going to give you is the Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department's phone number. You call Renee, and the number is 702-298-2223. And you call Renee at Metro and say, I want to fish tomorrow. And sure enough, they'll sign you up. It's put on by the Game and Fish Department, the Wildlife Department, Metro. I think the High Patrol's in there, too. So send your kids out tomorrow to go fish with a police officer. It could be fun. Don't forget, Western Arizona Regional Medical Center is collecting Jaws of Love. Yeah. Jars of Love is between now and the 25th. Drop off a jar of peanut butter. They're trying to fill all the food banks with peanut butter because a homeless guy can put peanut butter in his backpack, and it can last him a while. So let's help him out. Next time you go shopping, you go to the grocery store, grab an extra peanut butter, drop it off at Warm Sea or the Urgent Care behind Culver's, or they have Cops and Bobbers. Yeah, that's what I said, Cops and Bobbers. Didn't I say Cops and Bobbers? Someone's texting me. Cops and Bobbers. Yeah, and then Warm Sea, you can drop them off at Warm Sea or the Urgent Care behind Culver's, or on Hancock Road at their Imaging Center, or up on the Parkway at the doctor's offices for Warm Sea. So pick up an extra jar of peanut butter and help them out. Also want to remind you that through the 15th, if you're a teacher, you got 3 days left, MEC is sponsoring classroom grants. 18 of them worth $200 a piece. Teachers, you could always use $200 extra in your classroom. Go to the MEC website and apply, because you've only got a couple days. Today's the 12th. You got till Friday to complete the information and send it in. All right? And then today at noon, there's a ribbon cutting at the Mojave Shrine Club in Bullhead City on Miracle Mile. Call the chamber if you have questions. 928-754-4121. Blood drive tomorrow at Legacy. We talked about that yesterday. 9 o'clock until 1 o'clock. Call Vitalant 877-258-4825. Oh, yeah, 4835. My mistake. Now, let's get into some music. And let's welcome Todd Davison with Erase. How are you?
Thank you. I'm great. Thanks for having me.
Welcome to the program. Let's start by telling our listeners what ERACE stands for, and then we'll get into how you became about. And
sure. ERACE stands for Environmental Rural Area Cleanup Enforcement.
So when it started, the concept was someone's got to take care of the desert, basically. And more than anything, ticket those that we can catch dumping, right?
Right, that's correct. Way back in 2002, the Board of Supervisors were actually looking for a solution to address the dumping problem that was happening in the county at that time.
And I don't know who the sheriff was in, but maybe Sheehan, and he probably said, not my problem.
Well, I think it was just a lot for any staff to deal with, so they were looking for extra help, and that's when ERACE was formed, and it was decided that it would be part of the Parks Department would basically run it.
Okay, all right, and you have law enforcement accreditation.
That's correct.
You can arrest if it's in your. I mean, if you see something bad going on, you can arrest somebody.
Yes, my staff and I are full authority police officers in the state of Arizona.
Right.
Yep.
So when it was formed, like in the first few years of putting it together, did you catch anybody dumping?
I think in the very beginning, there was a lot of catching because people didn't know that people were out there actually investigating them. So
right.
Probably caught them off guard in the beginning, and then it slowed down a little bit and kind of picked up, I think, as we got more people into our county.
Okay.
Some people who probably didn't know that we existed.
So you're almost like the deputy sheriff. You have the whole county as your playground or as your patrol area.
Correct. The ERACE side does have the whole county. So, yeah, we have this basically the same area that the sheriff's office would cover.
So you have as many deputies as he does?
No, not nearly the same amount.
I just had to ask. I kind of knew the answer to that. But so you have deputies, or you call them deputies or?
Or detectives. We kind of come in at, we're not as much first responders as we are going after the crime occurred and then doing an investigation, trying to catch these dumpers. Sometimes it's in the act, but most of the time we're following up on evidence.
And let's talk about that for a minute. Are you guys doing fingerprint type stuff? I mean, if there's a lot of junk that's been dumped, someone's going to have their fingerprints on it, right?
Yeah, that may be true. Fingerprints aren't always the easiest thing when you're dealing with litter. Part of it's the surface, the fact that it's outdoors. It may have been handled by a lot of people before it got there. So fingerprints aren't always the best thing to use. But prints, other types of prints that are left, impressions,
right,
are sometimes utilized.
Our tires and our feet do all that.
Right, right.
Cool. Okay. And then now it's kind of grown into park police also.
That's correct. So we've always had rangers at the Walpi Mountain Park and at Davis Camp. So now we've kind of become more combined to help with not only training, but make us more substantial as just a department so we can back each other up and have more staff to cover all the events that occur within the county.
Right. So the officers or park police that work for you, they're uniformed and patrol vehicles or what?
Yeah. So what we have, the rangers are all marked, pretty well marked vehicles are marked because we want people, they're kind of acting more as a first responder in those parks. So we want people to identify them pretty quickly. A little different with the ERACE officers because we don't necessarily want to be noticed as law enforcement.
Ah.
So most of our vehicles are unmarked and we can just sit out in the desert while we're doing a report and possibly somebody will dump it around us and we can handle that crime.
So these are two different types of officers under your patrol, under your command, that the guy in the park probably is not going to be up on Silver Creek Road writing a ticket to somebody?
Well, and it can happen, especially with our unmarked vehicles. We could be traveling somewhere, and if we see something dangerous, just acting as police officers, we're not going to let that go.
Right.
You know, if we see somebody driving dangerous, or it might even be a backup call for another department, and we're going to go and assist them, you know, for the public safety and for their safety.
So because your guys are all over the county and you know, kind of in Kingman and Bullhead mostly, but still you're out in the desert. You have different frequencies in your radio that you can talk to the other agencies?
Yeah, we can do that. We actually utilize the sheriff's office dispatch. Okay. So they're real good about letting us join them with that, and then we'll switch to whatever area we're in so that we can speak to them through that dispatch. So that way we have an actual dispatch we can coordinate with and not just take phone calls, which is, we do take phone calls directly, but it's nice. The sheriff's office has been very supportive with that side of it.
Okay. So, like, if you're in Havasu, then you can go to the Havasu dispatch channel, you know, especially if you guys are on the desert and needed help, you could call for them.
Yes, yeah. And then sometimes we'll just use the telephone, too, depending on the cell phone. So
if there's service.
Yeah, if
there's
service.
This is Mojave County, yeah.
Right.
We know there's a lot of dead spots.
Yep.
I mean, there's dead spots with our radio stations, let alone cell phones.
That's true.
So like last year, when you get into 2023 and you talk about Erase, what kind of tickets or junk did you deal with out there?
Yeah, so we run across pretty much everything as far as what's dumped outdoors. I'd say probably the biggest thing we deal with is going to be your construction waste and yard waste.
Oh, wow.
Part of it is all the new construction that's going on and remodeling. They don't always do the right thing with the residue or items.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then the other part, the yard waste, and some of it's education. People don't realize that they can't just take their tree limbs and things that are on their property and just put them out in the desert.
Right.
One way to think about it is that area in the desert belongs to somebody else. So you're taking something from your property and basically making it somebody else's problem.
It's like putting it in your neighbor's yard.
Right. Yeah. And things as small as dirt items, you wouldn't even think any of that's dumping. So if you take an item and put it out there, it's going to be dumping. But yeah, I do have stats too from the end of last year that I could go over.
Go ahead.
Okay. So, just to give you an idea, last year we had 27 prosecutions, so that's misdemeanor and felony that we submitted. We had 64 notices. Those are 5-day notices, and I can kind of explain that at some point.
Okay.
Trash collected, we had 38.8 tons of trash that was collected, and the year-to-date total, so this is all of last year, was 261.7 tons. Tires, 1,844 tires.
Oh, my gosh.
What else? Yeah, and we had 572 total cases that covered just about everything.
You don't get old appliances?
We do.
Yeah.
Yeah, appliances are a thing. Mattresses we see a lot of.
Yeah.
I think part of it with the mattresses is the size rather than people doing the right thing, getting a special pickup through whoever they're using.
Yeah, you can do that.
Yeah, most.
And I think Republic Services in Bullhead City, I believe they give you twice a year they'll come to your house and pick up junk, you know, like a mattress. Or an old TV box. Because nowadays you buy a new TV and the box is as big as a pickup truck, you know.
Yeah, it's true.
What do you do with that thing? So I have a razor knife, so I can cut them. Because we get chewy dog food every day, so we have to cut those boxes up and just cut up the bigger ones too. What about vehicles? Do you find abandoned vehicles out in the desert?
We do. Yeah, then that's something that we've run across. I'd say boats were a big issue and maybe not as much anymore, I think, because we've started to take care of them. A lot of the ones that were sitting out there for a while, we're finally catching up to.
Okay.
Boats are really hard to find an owner for because usually the paperwork doesn't follow them to the end when they get dumped out. So when we try to locate owners, it's really hard. But we do end up with some vehicles, and every once in a while it's a stolen vehicle. We get those taken care of.
I didn't think about stolen vehicles, but they will dump those out there thinking that it can lay here for 3 or 4 days before somebody finds it.
Sure, yeah. And then they might get shot up or demolished or burned even more.
Yeah, those too, huh?
Yeah.
Wow, holy Toledo. So 261, I wrote that down for something, I don't know what it was, 261 ton? Is that what?
Right. It's over 261 tons that we had for all of last year. So that's all cases where we assisted with the removal of that trash, whether it's giving out passes, doing cleanups, or ordering the suspect to be involved in the cleanup. So that's a total of all the weight.
That's a good deal. When someone's convicted, they get to come back and help clean up the desert.
That does happen. Yeah, the judges are helping us out by sending back some of the people that get prosecuted as part of their punishment. They're actually contacting us to clean up a site.
So, that's excellent, yeah. Actually. Man, what a great punishment. All right, let's take a break. We're going to come back and we're going to chat some more. If you have questions, grab your phone. 234-343-1065. Jump in the conversation. Maybe you know somebody who dumps or saw somebody who dumped or whatever. Give us a holler.
People are saying new year, new me. Let ProFit Kitchen help you. Healthy, fresh, and delicious food. 4 different salads, 12 wraps, 10 healthy burgers, 4 delicious bowls, and more for $24. Plus, fresh pressed juices, smoothies, and protein shakes. Dine in, catering, or to go. ProFit Kitchen. Eric's meal prep solutions are the best way to stay the course. Healthy, fresh, delicious. See the complete menu and place your order at ProFitKitchen. KITCHIN.com.
Spring has arrived, and it's time to revitalize your ride with 66 Auto Sales. If you are in need of a vehicle for your family adventures or a powerful pickup to take off-road, we have the perfect vehicle to tackle your springtime adventures. For nearly 5 decades, 66 Auto Sales has been the cornerstone of Mojave County's automotive needs. Our dedication to customer satisfaction ensures a hassle-free car buying experience before and after the sale. Stop in today and see one of our helpful sales associates or check out our inventory at 66autosales.com.
Interest rates. The fight continues. Hello, Chad Hansen here, founder and CEO of Mojave Mortgage. It's no secret that interest rates have been savage lately, but rest assured that Mojave Mortgage is here to help you combat the high interest rates of the retail lenders with wholesale pricing and best-in-class customer service. Visit us at MojaveMortgages.com, where we invite you to be savage, not average.
Hi, my name is Colin Savage, and I approve this message.
Mojave Mortgage, MLS 1830581, Equal Housing Lender, Arizona License 1001852.
Allergies. No one is a fan. At your locally owned Health Mart Pharmacy, the Apothecary Shop in Lake Havasu City, you can find the medications to stop sniffles, sneezes, and those watery eyes. Talk to your Health Mart pharmacist, Tony Liska. He will take the time to answer your allergy questions. The Apothecary Shop, 1840 Mesquite, across from the hospital, Lake Havasu City for over 40 years. Visit liskasapothecary.com. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
The MCC Bighorn Booster Club, along with Arizona Financial Credit Union, proudly presents the first annual Lake Havasu City Bighorn Scramble, to be held at Iron Wolf Golf Club April 12th and 13th. The fun begins Friday nights at Iron Wolf Golf Club with registration and Calcutta Party. The golf tournament is Saturday morning at 7:30, shotgun start. The format is a 3-person scramble. For more information and to sign up, contact Gary Reynolds at 928-716-8182 or visit our website at bighornscramble.com. The MCC Booster Club is a 501(c) entity.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from the Ken Perella Real Estate Tower, downtown Bullhead City. Brought to you by Legacy Rehab and Care Center, designed to help patients with a skilled nursing facility. It's also almost like a home setting, you know. It's personal hygiene care assistance, and then you get laundry service and housekeeping, and there's a beauty shop and a barber shop and secured outdoor patios, plus life enrichment activities. You know, they do fun stuff. So stop by and see for yourself. Legacy Rehab and Care Center, 2812 Silver Creek Road in Bullhead City. Laughlin Ranch Golf Club. We had dinner there last night. Yeah, my wife and I, we ran into Eric Fox there. Yeah, it's a golf course, and it's all wrapped around lakes and desert landscaping. And when you sit there in the restaurant, you can see out over the golf course. You can see the desert landscape. It's cool. Awesome views of the mountains on every hole. Plus, they got a clubhouse, they got a pro shop, they got a spa, they got a gym, they got a pool, they got a restaurant. Yeah, and it all overlooks the greens, and it's just You'd think it's an exclusive clubhouse, but it's not. It's open to the public. Go check it out. Go there for lunch today. And remember, it's the number two golf course in the state of Arizona. So you can go to LaughlinRanch.com and book your tee time. Today's a beautiful day. Go play golf. Arizona Western Arizona Regional Medical Center. Yes. When you have an emergency, you need help fast. And if it's serious, like a heart attack or a stroke, minutes matter. Well, that's why you choose a hospital that's equipped to evaluate and treat serious illnesses and injuries. Yeah. This telemed. No. This is real doctors. This is real stuff. Yeah. Western Arizona Regional Medical is here ready to offer service 24/7. Yeah. In fact, the ER director just joined our Kiwanis Club. Yeah. She's real. It's awesome. Check it out. Go to WesternArizonaER.com for more information. All right. We're back with Todd talking about Erase. And if people are listening to the program, they're thinking, well, I saw somebody dumping one time in the desert. Can they just call the sheriff's dispatch, or is there a special number to call?
Yes, so they can call the sheriff's office dispatch, and I actually recommend that if it's in progress. If it's something that already occurred, they're welcome to contact us directly, and the best number for that is 928-715-0480. And I would additionally let them know if there's a problem with litter on a property, that's code enforcement. So sometimes those will go through the sheriff's department or us, but if it's just somebody storing too much property, too much trash,
cars
too many vehicles,
boats or something,
so that would be code enforcement that they'd want to reach out
for
to.
For Kingman, Havasu, or Bullhead.
Or even
the
county.
County. Okay, So if you got a neighbor that's got a bunch of junk, you got to call code enforcement. But if it's somebody dumping junk, call you.
Yes.
Right.
And then I was going to give out another number, too.
Go ahead.
So one of the things that makes our program work so well is we have volunteers help out. There's a big group called the Cactus Cleaners.
Okay.
If it's out of Golden Valley, they're the Golden Valley Cactus Cleaners. there's a main guy who kind of got everything going in the different areas, and his name is Wayne Hollins. And his number is 253-306-4378. So if you're interested in helping volunteer to do some of these cleanups after we've investigated, sometimes we don't have a suspect or for whatever reason the dump site's still out there. So this group will come in, we give them passes for the landfill, and they'll help us get things cleaned up.
That's pretty
great,
nice.
Yeah, great group.
Good, good. Because when you're picking up 261 ton a year, that's a lot of trash.
Right. Way more than we could handle.
The average car weighs like 2.5 ton, I think, maybe about 5,000 pounds. A ton is 2,000 pounds, and so that's a lot of trash.
Yeah, yeah, it is. It is.
And you guys have pickups, or do you have to sometimes bring in like trailers and stuff?
So we do have some tools that we utilize, and one of them is a dump trailer. That one's instrumental. We've used that not only here in this area around the outside of Bullhead, but pretty much all areas of county where we have bigger dump sites, and we'll sometimes load up our dump trailer. Sometimes we have to get roll-offs brought in because they're so large. Or we're doing a cleanup in the area. We do that. We just had one on Silver Creek, and we worked with Golden Vertex, Republic Services.
Oh, that was a few weeks ago.
Bullhead
yeah,
City.
Yeah.
So we were in BLM. So we were involved with that one.
I saw that, and it said that you might pick up gun shells out there. So that's real intricate cleanup.
Right. Well, and it's kind of the broken window effect. If you don't do a full cleanup there, if you leave one thing broken or disturbed, then people think that they can just add to it. We call it kind of the broken window effect there.
Right.
So yeah, we do try to get everything we can, and not all cleanups we can do those little details. That's why it's always best if somebody uses any area, the county, the city, for shooting or whatever else they're doing, they should clean up after themselves.
I agree. No. All right, we're about out of time. Give your phone number one more time for Erase.
Sure, it's 928-715-0480.
All right, Todd, thank you so much. Great information. And we all hate going out there in the desert and seeing trash. So be proactive and call.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you. Stick around. We're going to come right back with Sergeant Eddie Espinoza here from Bullhead PD.
Warmer weather brings out scorpions, sun spiders, and other creepy crawlers. Nobody wants a spider bite or scorpion sting, especially your children and your pets. Barron Pest Solutions can help prevent bug bites and stings. With a monthly scheduled treatment plan indoors and outside, you'll rest comfortably knowing your pets and children are safe. Barron certified technicians know the proper products to use and the correct way to treat your home or office. Call Barron Pest Solutions today, 758-5499. Barron Pest Solutions.
The Legacy Rehab and Care Center, located at 2812 Silver Creek Road in Bullhead City, assists patients with inter-facility rehabilitation. Their skilled physical therapists will take the time to work with patients to get them back on their feet and headed home. This can also include occupational and speech therapy. For more information, call the Legacy Rehab and Care Center at 928-763-1404. Legacy Rehab and Care Center.
Laughlin Ranch Golf Club has a stunning 18-hole golf course wrapped around lakes, natural desert landscaping, with awesome mountain views on every hole. Golf club amenities include clubhouse, pro shop, spa, and a restaurant overlooking the greens. The course is in tip-top shape after reseeding. Enjoy Arizona's number 2 rated golf course, minutes from the Laughlin Casinos off the Bullhead Parkway. Book your tee time starting at 7 a.m. at laughlinranch.com.
Amazing care happens in Western Arizona Regional Medical Center's Fast ER. We keep hearts beating, keep lungs breathing, stop strokes, and we are always ready to care for a multitude of serious injuries and illnesses. If it's a heart attack, remember that Fast Care can stop heart damage and let healing begin. Act quickly to seek care and know that we're ready in a heartbeat. For more information, visit WesternArizonaER.com.
You can hear KMTR talk numerous ways. On the radio at 106.7 via translator K294CQ for Lake Havasu City and Parker. 106.5 for Bullhead City, Laughlin, Needles, and Havasu Heights on translator K292EU. And 106.3 via translator K29GC in Kingman and Golden Valley. You can also hear KMTR talk in KJJJ HD2. Go to KMTRTalk.com for audio streaming and on your portable device with the TuneIn app. KMTR Talk, the voice of the free.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from the Ken Perella Real Estate Tower, brought by Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery. Hey, Butcher Block is back. Steak quesadilla, country fried steak and eggs, you know, breakfast, lunch, or dinner. It's all available all day long. Ask about the pigs in a blanket. That just sounds good. Probably haven't had those since I was about five. Maybe a steak and pepper jack skillet with veggies. Ooh. And then they've also got the Comfort Classic menu with a bunch of Butcher Block, say that fast, and over 100 Coke products and pie, all kinds of pie. Yeah. What? We're also brought to you by Mojave Mortgage. Is it time for you in 2024 to buy a new home? Maybe you just want to put a pool in the backyard, vacation home, cabin in the Walpies? Well, you're going to need some cash, so call Chad Hansen, Mojave Mortgage, 928-288-2691. You call up and you say, hey, Chad, I need some cash. We want to put a pool in the backyard. Okay, how much you need? Come on in. And he gives you some paperwork to fill out, and then he disappears. He goes down to his vault, and he gets your money, whatever you need. It's that simple at Mojave. Well, almost. Call him. Get some of Chad's money. 928-288-2691, Mojave Mortgage. 66 Auto Sales. Yes, Mojave County's largest pre-owned vehicle car lot. Yeah. Selling pre-owned vehicles for almost 50 years in Mojave County. Yeah. Huge selection. Two doors, four doors, trucks, vans, four-wheel drive, economy cars. What do you need? Yeah. Plus, if you want that special vehicle, you know, maybe you want that 85 Chevy or something, they'll find it for you. And remember, people come first at 66 Auto Sales. Go to 66auto.com and see the whole selection. Mojave Electric Cooperative. Yes, MEC and the Arizona Electric Cooperative want you to have a full understanding of the Mojave Energy Park. It's very simple. The generation and transmission of reliable energy is still in the planning stages, so they're not done yet. But they keep putting more information on the website to keep it up to date for people that are interested. So the Arizona Electric Power Cooperative has created a special website just for this project. It's called MojaveEnergyPark.com. If you don't get your answers there, call MEC, 928-763-1100. All right, back into the studio, and a friend of the show. Gosh, how many times you been in here? Lots of times.
Several times.
I know. Eddie Espinoza, sergeant with Bullhead PD. He's got his motorcycle right next to my truck.
Better than behind it.
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah. The red light and blue light are off. So Toby Cotter, city manager, was in here a couple weeks ago, and he kind of mentioned on the air that, you know, if you're out there speeding or if you're out there on your phone, eating lunch, putting your makeup on, the distracted drivers and speeders are going to be kind of a target for a while.
Well, I certainly understand where the city manager is coming from, and I agree unequivocally. But from an operational standpoint, it's business as usual for us. We have been busy. The numbers are up for us. And with the addition of our targeted enforcement program that's funded by federal dollars allocated to us from the Governor's Office of Highway Safety, we were able to up enforcement and really make our presence out on the highway known. Now, I understand the listening public is going to say, well, we never see you out there. And the numbers, and you know what, I'm not saying as you drive down Highway 95, there's no time you're not going to pass a Bullhead City police officer.
Right.
But the numbers, they indicate otherwise.
The stops, the tickets.
Yeah, number of stops, citations, warnings.
And when you get federal funds and grants, that's to help specific areas of the city or special areas of the vehicle code?
Well, the grant we're working under now is targeted enforcement for traffic. So that grant gives us overtime reimbursement funds to supplement our patrol fleet or our patrol staffing with vehicles that are out on the roadway dedicated to traffic enforcement.
And basically, every police car has radar in it, correct, in Bullhead City?
All of our line patrol cars are equipped with Doppler radar.
So anybody that's out there, you might not think that he's not a traffic officer, but he's still got radar in there.
Right.
If you go past him or go towards him too fast, he's probably going to stop you.
Yeah, our patrolmen in the normal course of their duties from call to call here to there are conducting traffic enforcement. So we're seeing an increase in patrol-related traffic enforcement, not just from the traffic section.
Okay. All right. And when it comes to speeding, what's the highest ballpark speed rate that you've seen in Bullhead City, probably on our parkway?
I've seen both. I had a 92 and a 25.
And a 25?
On Lakeside.
Wow.
South of Riverview.
92 miles an hour?
Yeah, 92. I've had a 94 on the parkway, northbound around S&S, CMEX, right around there.
Okay, yeah, all right.
Wow. So it's not uncommon to see. We had a collision that was in excess of 100 miles an hour, a fatal collision on 95. So the speeds are, I mean, they're happening. They're out there. We see high speeds on 68 coming into town from La Puerta, westbound in the city.
Oh, yeah, coming down that hill.
I don't think any road, by virtue of me just giving you an example of a residential street next to a park, Highway 95, the parkway, and 68, I don't think any area in the city is immune to criminal speed, a criminal amount of speed, as Frank would say, Frank's a criminal amount of speed.
Yeah.
I don't think any street's immune to it, but it's definitely not the majority of speeding violations we see, and very excess criminal speed.
Right.
Run-of-the-mill criminal speed, 20 to 30 over the speed limit, we see that all throughout the city.
Yeah, and even that is dangerous, you know. I mean, our highway, in some areas it's 40, in some areas it's 45. But if you're doing 75 on 95, you're going pretty fast.
Yeah, and the state draws a line in the sand at over 20 miles an hour, and they've criminalized it. That's where the criminal speed statute comes from.
And what does that mean ticket-wise or...
Well, it's a criminal offense. So while you may get a paper citation, it's a criminal offense. You have to go to court and answer for that criminal charge. Whereas a civil traffic citation, the violator has options. They can pay the fine and adjudicate the ticket that way. They can appear in court and request a hearing in front of a judge. Or if they're eligible, they can attend traffic school and take care of it that way.
And, of course, then there's always that little part where your insurance goes up.
Well, and that's what makes traffic school attractive for people who are eligible. But you're only eligible to attend traffic school or defensive driving once every 12 months. So if you are found, if you elect to take traffic school to take care of a ticket, for the next 12 months, you're not eligible.
Oh.
So that takes option two off the table. So you either pay the fine or request a hearing and go before the judge.
Yeah. How many people go before a judge with you or your team that win?
Well, I not very many, to answer your question. But to give you a little background on it, I really believe that the officers are applying the statutory language in enforcing the laws of the state. And so with the coming into the 21st century, you know, with body cameras in Bullhead City,
right?
A lot of our officers are using those to their advantage. They're holding them while they're stationary and observing traffic. So the violation is captured on video. There's not a whole lot to argue about. I mean, people have a constitutional right to go and contest that charge in front of a judge. And I would never be opposed to entertaining that idea. Somebody would do that. It's their right. But there's generally not much to argue.
When you've got the radar device on your chest camera and you've got the cars flying by you, what else can they, you know?
Yeah, and we take
how do you say it wasn't me?
Right. And we take extra steps beforehand to ensure that the instrumentation we're using is functioning correctly,
yeah.
It's calibrated. You know, there's no statutory requirement that a radar device be calibrated. There's nothing in Arizona law that says that has to happen. In the Bullhead City Police Department, we pay to have our instrumentation calibrated annually. So
okay.
I think we're going ahead and making sure on the front end that we're using reliable technology. It's calibrated. It's work. Our people are trained on how to use it. And so when they're using that to verify their visual estimations and conduct speed enforcement,
right.
We know it's just.
It's positive and it worked. And
yeah.
And even a judge can sit back and say, okay, you were doing 75, but I'll say you were doing 70. So your fine is going to be, you know, XYZ, you know. He or she can cut you just a little bit of slack, but still, you're flying.
Yeah,
in our city, and you're not going to be able to stop.
And it's not a collision. So when you talk about these criminal amounts of speed, when a collision happens because of it's no longer a civil traffic offense. It's an aggravating factor.
Right.
And if you were doing something that the state can prove was criminal in nature prior to a collision, I mean, something that if you were 7 to 10 mile an hour over the speed limit would still be a civil offense. Now it becomes an aggravating factor to an aggravated assault. I mean, we're talking felony charges are
right.
Potentially on the table if a collision were to happen and it were to be found that vehicle was traveling at a criminal amount of speed leading up to it.
During traffic crashes of that nature, do you get the person that often says to you, "I never thought this would happen to me"?
I've heard that more times than I've heard it wasn't me when I walk into a room. And
yeah.
I've heard people talk about being on their cell phone. I didn't think it happened to me. I just looked away for a second.
Right.
And none of us know when it's going to happen.
But you hear that same story all the time because people aren't paying attention to where they're driving or they're trying to get there too fast.
Right.
Plan more time. Drive more safe. I mean,
yeah, a majority of a dialogue between the at the roadside, it generally is I'm running late. It's time management.
Yeah.
And that causes people to increase their speeds. They're not being attentive to trying to tie up loose ends on their cell phone on the way. And
you're thinking about you're running late to work. You're not thinking about the traffic
right. And
abiding the laws.
That's correct.
Wow. How many speeding tickets do you think last year that the PD wrote? Do you have an idea?
I believe we were in the 2,500 mark. I'm sure it's
2,500.
Not too far away in my notes, but
yeah, 2,500 speeding tickets. Holy Toledo!
It's you know what I think it might be. We're somewhere around 175 to 225 each month just for speed. I'm not talking about any other
violations.
Yeah,
just speed.
But speeding is reported separately to the Governor's Office of Highway Safety, so that's a number that is pretty fresh. I deal with it every month.
Right.
So we're somewhere between 175 and into 250.
Wow. Now, a lot of those we're gonna cut everybody some slack. A lot of those are out of towners.
I wouldn't say a lot. It's not been my experience. Of course, on the weekends, we have more out-of-town traffic.
Sure.
And so we see more out-of-state license plates and drivers and rentals, et cetera. But I definitely couldn't characterize it as an out-of-town majority.
So the majority that you write are locals?
Tri-state, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Well, I mean, in the tri-state area, if you're going to go anywhere, you're probably going to come through Bullhead City on Highway 95. I mean, when the bridge opens, we may see a reduction on the north end and in Midtown, but it may increase on the parkway. It may decrease on the parkway. I mean, the bridge is going to change things as far as traffic flow for certain.
Probably the next 60 days.
I hope.
Yeah. I think that's what – Toby didn't have an exact date because it kind of depends upon Nevada, so whatever that means. But he wants to – he's interested in doing a day with letting people out there and party and walk on it and bike on it and stuff and then have a ribbon cutting maybe at 4 o'clock or something or maybe the next day.
I think it'd be great. It's a celebration of a collaborative effort. It finally happened. And it's here. It looks beautiful. The pictures I've seen, the video work that's on the city's website from the photographer who uses
Laughlin,
the drone.
Yeah.
It looks great.
His video, he does fantastic with that. Drone's going to be in your future for traffic and for accident investigations?
Well, the drone program is being worked on. There's a membership who are been dedicated to looking into that. I've been told that the drone would have the capability to be equipped with a device that would scan a collision scene the way we do it with our stationary devices.
Right.
But we'll see. I hope it does in the interest of time. I mean, everything...
That's the biggest thing.
We want to get the roads open faster. We want to get traffic moving faster. But we have... it's incumbent upon us to do a complete and thorough investigation.
Yeah.
So if that drone could be deployed and scan the scene in a fraction of time... as opposed to what we do now with a stationary unit, that'd be huge for us. So I hope so.
That's what DPS is doing now.
Yeah, and they use the same scanner we have. It's just it has less bulk around it because it doesn't need to be protected in the same way.
Right.
And it's attached to a drone.
Yeah. Well, and the captain from DPS brought in a trooper that had a drone, and he said he can fly around a crash site in 3 minutes. And it downloads 800 images and builds a 3D of that crash site in his computer.
Right. And the same work that the trooper is doing in 3 minutes, depending on the size and complexity of the collision scene, it could take us 20 to 30.
Yeah.
So it is a huge time savings.
Yeah. By the time he's done, the tow truck has arrived.
Yeah, and that's what we want.
Yeah, clear the road. All right, let's take a short break. If you have questions, you want to call in. 234-343-1065. Or you have an excuse of why you have to drive fast. Call in and give us that excuse. 234-343-1065. Stick around. We're going to come right back.
Whether it's your home or your business, it's time to elevate your online experience with 100% fiber internet from TWN Communications and Mojave Electric Cooperative. We provide fast, reliable service for household and enterprise solutions for companies. Visit TWN.com/Mojave. That's TWNCOMM.com/Mojave. Or call 888-227-2095 to sign up today. Services provided by TWN Communications. Certain restrictions apply.
Mojave Electric Cooperative supports higher education and offers an annual scholarship program to students within the MEC service area. Students who are attending college in the fall semester of 2024 are eligible to apply for financial assistance up to $5,000. Apply today. Applications are available at www.mojaveelectric.com and must be received by 5 p.m. on April 26th.
This message is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative, an equal opportunity provider and employer.
Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery delivers with Butcher Block, breakfast hearty man's combo or steak quesadilla, or country fried steak and eggs for lunch or dinner. First breakfast is served from open to close. Ask about pigs in a blanket, or how about steak and peppers, skillet, veggies, and mushrooms. With over 100 favorite Coke choices, it's yummy Butcher Block breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Only at Perkins Family Restaurant Bakery, Bullhead City.
Pure Talk believes in American values and that free should mean exactly that, free. Well, switch to Pure Talk today and you'll get a free Samsung 5G smartphone. No four-line requirement, no activation fees, just a Samsung that's built to last with a rugged screen, quick charging battery, and top-tier data security. Now, qualifying plans start at just $35 a month for unlimited talk, text, 15 gigs of data, and, of course, mobile hotspot. Now, Pure Talk will connect you to the most dependable 5G network in America for half the price of Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile. The average family saves close to $1,000 a year. So let Pure Talk's expert U.S. customer service team help you make the switch today. It's simple, it's fast, it's easy. Just dial #250, say the keyword save now, claim your eligibility for your free brand new Samsung 5G smartphone, and start saving on wireless today. Again, from your phone, dial #250, say the keyword save now, and switch to my cell phone company, Pure Talk.
It doesn't get much better than having a job you love working with people you love, children. And when you become a certified child care provider, you can spend your days surrounded by your favorite people. Enjoy a fulfilling career caring for up to 4 children in your home. You'll get to run your own business, support children's development, provide parents with peace of mind, and make a difference in your community. Get certified to become a child care provider at childcare.azccrr.com. Sponsored by the Arizona Department of Economic Security.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from the Ken Perla Real Estate Tower. We got about 8 more minutes for Speak Out from Lake Havasu City with Paul Lavoie. And he's going to have Jess Knutson, the city manager from Lake Havasu, on the air for the next hour. We'll stick around for that. This show is brought to you by TWN Communications. Elevate your online experience now with 100% fiber internet. Go to TWNcom.com/Mojave. Sign up today. ProFit Kitchen, yes, a healthy restaurant in the Riverview Mall. And now in Kingman, yes, healthy fresh food, 4 different salads, 12 wraps, 10 healthy burgers, 4 delicious bowls, plus smoothies and protein shake. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, dine in or take it out. And in Kingman, you can drive through and pick it up, but you have to call or place your order first. You don't want to sit in line for 10 minutes while they, you know, put your salad together. Go to ProFit Kitchen, KITCHIN.com. Click on Kingman or Bullhead City. See the whole menu. You can order right there. Barron Services, professional team in fire and security alarm systems, professional team in pest solutions. What do you need? They'll take care of it. Either one. Quality experienced family. Call 928-758-5499. All right, we got about 7 minutes left with Sergeant Espinoza. And when Toby kind of speaks from the city council and the council nods their head, they're kind of saying, pretend like you're in Searchlight, folks. We all know we go through Searchlight at 24, 25 miles an hour. We don't dare go 26 or 27 because you're going to see red and blue lights in the back of your car. But you got to learn to do that in your local towns, too. You said a guy was doing 92 miles an hour in front of our Rotary Park. I hope he was arrested.
He was.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's insane. All the kids that play out there, I mean, I think anybody in their right mind would say that's insane. But then everybody goes 10, 15, 20 over and thinks that it's okay.
Right.
It's not.
Well, you mentioned Searchlight, and that's a good example of how an enforcement element and a community got together and met in the middle and found that common ground. And word spread quickly that they were not going to tolerate that in Searchlight. And I'm quite certain, I don't know this to be a fact, but I'm quite certain that an increase in crashes, pedestrian collisions, that was what motivated them to draw a line in the sand and say, we're not going
to
do this.
It wasn't just because they wanted to slow everybody down.
No, and in Bullhead City, it's much the same. I mean, the city manager is looking at information that he compiles from a multitude of sources, one of them, of course, including the police department. And there's an uptick in collisions, 22 fatal collisions in 24 months. And so...
That's almost one a month.
It almost is.
And, yeah.
And having investigated them, I can tell you it's a lot of work, and when they continue to happen... the city manager has clearly come to the determination that it's time that we try to get that enforcement element in the community together and try to change the behavior. I just told you that in my experience, and I would be confident speaking on the entire department, we're seeing tri-state residents as a majority of the violators. And if you live here and you work here and you play here,
slow down.
The community says, along with law enforcement, that it's time that we need to change that driving behavior, then you're a stakeholder.
I agree. And someone told me one time, this was years ago, that the signage on the parkway for speed limits is the same size as what you would see on freeways. So it's not as if somebody can go by the 50-mile-an-hour sign and say, I never saw it.
Correct.
You know, because they made them as big as the freeways, even though it's not a freeway.
Right, and I'm sure they did that just out of due diligence and just a you know, an excess of caution in trying to make people aware. But, you know, there's some speed limit signs on North Oatman in the 1700 block, about halfway between Arcadia and the highway.
Correct.
That are underneath our digital speed display signs. And those are sort of a novelty. They're just there to remind you of the speed. The regulatory signs are posted,
sure,
you know, east and west of those. But even those signs in passing, it's clear what it says.
Oh, yeah.
So the city has gone above and beyond in making people aware that the speed limit is 50.
Yeah. And we've got some stop signs where we've put little red lights all the way around them.
Right.
Are those being, or is that productive for you that you're seeing in your stats?
Well, I think a stop sign is an equal opportunity for a violation, in my experience. But I think there's so much dead desert, you know, blank space between the parkway and we'll just use Arcadia and Oatman,
right,
because there's one there. When you come up to it and it, out of nowhere, there's this stop sign and it gets people's attention. So do I think they're affected? My answer is yes.
Sure.
And I don't know if the city has plans for them other places in the city. I don't know that. But
I was in Needles yesterday. They're everywhere, you know, all over the town.
So. Well, the more the merrier, but like everything that is better comes with a higher expense.
Oh, yeah.
So that's
always
that
money behind
has
it.
Has to be factored in.
Yep. Thank you, because I think people need to realize that you've got to, this is our town, and we live here. Someone told me one time, and I don't remember, I don't think it was Toby, but I think it was a different city manager that mentioned that the people of Corwin had complained to the PD that everyone's speeding up Corwin. So the PD went out there and wrote tickets for a couple of weeks, and everybody they wrote lived off of Corwin.
Yeah, that tends to happen. They say beware what you wish for.
Yeah, because, you know, in your neighborhoods, it's your neighbors that are speeding, and it's your neighbors that are going, you're the one speeding. So slow down and be attentive. We don't need a fatal every month in Bullhead City.
No, we don't.
Gosh.
There's some in other jurisdictions. They've had, you know, one in the last 24 months. And that's that. We want zero.
Yeah, I think so too. So, Sergeant, thank you so much.
Yeah, you're welcome.
763-9200 if you have to call Eddie and leave him a message, and he'll call you back because he's out writing tickets. Tomorrow on the program, 66 Auto will be here. And we're going to talk River Run coming. Are you excited about the River Run?
I am.
Yeah? Okay. You'll be busy.
We will.
Yeah.
Be on our motorcycle.
There you go. Stick around. Speak Out from Lake Havasu City follows right after the news at the top of the hour. Jess Knutson, the city manager of Lake Havasu, will be in there to take hard-hitting questions from Paul LaVoy or ask him what he had for lunch. Stick around. I'll see you back here tomorrow. Everyone have a great day.
This is KNTR Talk, KGJJ HD2 Laughlin. Heard on 106.7 FM, 106.5, and 106.3. The voice of the free.